John Meshna points to a half-empty rack of vegetable and flower seed packets in his store.
We've emptied this thing at least a half a dozen times this year. I thought maybe we'd have a rush in the spring and that would be the end of it, and it looks like it's going to keep going through the winter.
Meshna owns and runs Dirtworks, a green garden supply business in New Haven, Vermont. He's been selling organic and heirloom garden seeds for more than 20 years. Heirloom seeds come from vegetables that have almost disappeared. And Meshna thinks people want those types of seeds more and more because they're worried about our food supply.
People call us just to make sure sometimes before they order. Now, these are really organic seeds, right? We say, yeah. It says right on the label. It's going to make you very happy when you get that package.
And it's making certain experts happy, too. Hope Shand is research director of Etc. Group. It's an organization that's concerned about corporate control of food supply. Shand says when more home gardeners and small farmers grow plants from organic and heirloom seeds, that helps keep variety in the world's food supply.
This is an incredibly important service. People, gardeners, small farmers, urban gardeners, are conserving and saving seed diversity, and no one else is really doing that job.
Hope Shand says multinational corporations started taking control of seeds around 30 years ago. Now, Shan says, 10 corporations own over half the world's commodity seed supply. And she thinks that's risky.
The seed is the first link in the food chain. Whoever controls the seed literally controls the world's food supply. We can't afford to have the level of vulnerability and dependence that that entails when we have a handful of multinational seed companies controlling the world's seed supply.
I'm growing greens, you know, without heat.
At a small organic nursery in Hinesburg, Vermont, Julie Ribot is one of those who wants to get these seeds and plants to more people. For her, it's not just preserving a strain of vegetable. It's trying to match up those plants with the right gardener. Ribot grows close to 800 varieties of organic and heirloom plants for her customers. She says that helps her connect people with the right plants for their gardens and taste buds.
I always start out by asking, well, how much room do you have? And then I ask them, you know, how they like to eat tomatoes. It's nice to be able to cater everyone's garden plan, you know, to their individual needs because we have so many varieties.
And if next year is anything like the last year, Ribot will have at least 40 varieties of organic tomatoes ready for new gardens by next spring. And she wonders, with the economy the way it's been, if one plant might do exceptionally well.
There's Radiator Charlie's Mortgage Lifter Tomato. Have you heard that one?
Radiator Charlie's Mortgage Lifter Tomatoes have been around since the 1940s. You probably won't find them at the big box discount store gardening departments. It's one of those colorful, hardy, productive plants that many people think will help bring back variety to our food supply. For the Environment Report, I'm Kinna Oman.